President Bush signed a bill this week that allocates $250 million a year for the next 5 years to help states cover the cost of creating a database of mental health records. States that don't carry out the background checks would lose federal anti-crime dollars. A bill pending in the state legislature would require the State Department of Justice to carry out the checks to screen prospective gun buyers for drug dependency and mental health problems. The bill's author, Republican Representative Scott Gunderson, says it has strong support from gun owner groups.
All the pro-gun groups that I know have supported this type of legislation. So I think most practical people would believe that if someone has somewhere in their past they've been adjudicated as mentally defective, we need to know that.
Gunderson says the federal dollars will be welcome. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen agrees and says the Department of Justice is prepared to make the database work to prevent anyone who is mentally unstable from buying a gun.
To the degree that we can share more information and help protect society better just through information sharing, of course, that's something I believe we should advance. With regards to our ability to implement it, absolutely.
Some national gun control groups don't like the new federal law. They argue it may make things worse because it doesn't require all mental health records to be checked, and it allows mentally ill veterans to earn back their gun-owning rights if they receive treatment. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.